Radio featuring Ms. Barbara Archer. Thank you for tuning in to another anointing broadcast where you will be inspired and God be exalted throughout the earth. We come live every Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please send all inquiries at frominsanitytosane.com. The next voice you hear will be Ms. Barbara Archer.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast of From Insanity to Sane Radio. I am your host, Ms. Barbara Archer. I'm just so excited and so highly blessed this morning just to think of all the goodness of everything what God does for us, in us and through us. It's just overwhelming. And I just thank you so much for being with me this morning. We're going to start off with prayer, as we always do, and then I'm going to get straight into this message, okay? Father, I just thank you. Father, I just praise you for this day, all that you have for us, and all that you want to do in us and through us. And Father, I am just your humble servant, and I humble myself before you. Father, your word says that if we will humble ourselves, that you will exalt us. And Father, I just humbly come before you, O Lord, and I petition the hearts of people all around the world. And I just pray, Father, that you would minister to every home, to every heart, and to every life. Father, that you will heal those that are hurting, that you will restore those, Father, that need restoration, that you will bring hope to those, Father, that are hopeless, Father, that they feel that there is no way out and that where are you at in the midst of all the chaos. But, Father, just let them know that you're there, that you have never left them. Sometimes it is us that have left you, but you're always there. And, Lord, I just pray a special blessing over all my followers and all my listeners, and I just pray you will bless each and every last one of them. And, Lord, I just pray that you would just move in the midst of us this morning, that you would just have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I am truly blessed this morning, and I'm just excited about the things that what God does in our lives when we just open ourselves. I know the last couple of days I've been in constant prayer about some more things as well, and this message I'm entitled, it just lines itself right up to what God is doing in my life. And this message is, when one door closes, another opens. Wow, that is so true. And I'm just blessed today, and I just thank God for every door that he has blessed me with. It is hard at times to say goodbye, but in order for us to grow, we must learn that when a season is up, it is up, and God has something better for us to do. I will still be broadcasting every Wednesday and Thursday under Neocom Television Productions at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, so you will be able to continue to connect with me there. But today, we'll be going over past shows and all other amazing opportunities that God has bestowed upon me. So only thing I can say to you is that the best is yet to come, not only in my life but in your lives as well. And I just want to take a few moments just to go over a few things. I remember when I first started in radio, I was so naive. I didn't know anything about radio, afraid, but didn't know what to expect, you know. But God has taken me from glory to glory with this radio. And I started off with inspirational messages of women's powerful testimonies, and I started teaching as well. And then, I started teaching first and then having the interviews, and then I felt guilty because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I need to be going back to teaching. So I decided, okay, you know what, I'll teach on Thursdays, and I'll have interviews on Wednesday. But just because you start somewhere with God doesn't mean that's where he wants you to stay at. Amen. So I started off there, but God has other plans. And right now I've been praying, seeking God, seeking his face like never before, because I found my purpose in life as far as a career, what I was destined to do, and that is in the multimedia industry. I enjoy interviewing. I enjoy radio. God has birthed a PR company in me, which is called Fitz Entertainment Productions, and if you spell the word Fitz, F-I-T-S, it spells out from insanity to saint. Isn't that so cool? So that just confirmed to me even more, okay, Barbara, this is who you are, from insanity to saint. So I enjoy all of the many lessons that God has bestowed upon me, but now it's time for me to move over into other areas, because there is a ministry that God wants to birth in me. And for weeks now, I've been seeking God. Okay, God, I felt like there was something. You ever get to a place with God that you have this heaviness and you know there's something else you're supposed to be doing, but you don't know what that is? Well, this is where I've been at. And I've just been seeking him. And I know I have to seek him like I've never seeked him before, because I know he's going to reveal it to me. I don't know when, but I'm praying that one day God is going to just wake me up. He's just going to drop it in my spirit and say, this is what the ministry that I've birthed in you. And I'm starting to get a sense of what that ministry is. It has always been hurting women, women that are broken. And God has done something amazingly in my life over the past couple of weeks, that God broke that last chain off my life, which was love. And I was fighting that all my life, 32 years, like you know of my testimony, I've been fighting with that. And then it so happened that the one area that I've been struggling with, and that was men, that God would send a brother in Christ to pray for me, that prayed for my deliverance. The one species that I had been fighting all my life, God would send that species to pray for me and to pray for my deliverance. And since then, I like to look at him as though he's my guardian angel, because he has ministered to me on a level that he has spoken words to me that God has revealed to me. You know, before God does anything, that he'll put it in your spirit. He'll send someone. He may send someone to confirm it, and that's what this person has done. So right now, you know, I'm getting ready to move forward into some other things. And as I move on, there are some things I have to say goodbye to, and Thursday mornings is one of them. I'm also going to be saying goodbye to the Real Woman Real Talk on Wednesday evenings at 6:30. I know a lot of you ladies have gotten used to it, continue to expect it all the time, but you can continue to follow me, like I said, on Neocom every Wednesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will continue to be coming live there. But there are so many things that what I'm doing now. You know, I have a fragrance line that's going to be launching very soon. I've selected, after going through several testings, I have narrowed it down to 5 different sets, so I just have to do a little bit more. I'm working with a team that's helping me with that. So by the fall, that should be on its way, probably even before September, you know, and there's something else that I'm going to be working on as well. So I can't say anything right now because I've been praying about it, and I'm just waiting for God to speak it to me if this is what he wants me to do right now in my life. But I am seeking him for direction for ministry, because you will discover your purpose in life, what you was called to do. But there's also something else. There's a ministry that God wants to birth in you. So that's what I'm seeking him these days. But to say all that, you know, this message is entitled, When One Door Closes, Another Opens, because when one door shuts in your life, God will open another door. You know, and I don't want you to get so complacent. Sometimes we get so stuck. And you can get stuck doing the right thing. Hear me out. You can get stuck doing the right thing. Because what happens is that you start out one way and you think this is it. And it is for that season. But seasons change. And God will call you to do something. A lot of times God will start you out because he will say, will you be obedient and do this if I ask you to do it? All right? But then what happens is that God will call you to do something else. And sometimes we miss out on God because we get stuck. We stay too long in one place, and we'll miss out on it. Because, see, when God speaks, we have to get to a place that we have to move. When God speaks, we must move. Because if we don't move, because when he speaks, that's that season. You in his season. You in his anointing. And he has destined you for this such time. And if you let that chance, if you let that opportunity pass you by, you're going to have to wait another season. And I'm going to tell you something. God's season is going to be a whole lot longer than our natural seasons. We know we have, 3 months of this season, 3 months of that. God's seasons may be 3 years of this, maybe 7 years of that. Because, you know, his ways is not our ways. His thoughts is not our thoughts. You know, so what happens is that we may go for a while before that season comes back around again. So just take this away with you today, that when your season is up, it's up, and embrace a new beginning. Like last night I was teaching at 6:30 on embracing the new. And I have to continue. God continues to lay this on my heart, and I can't stop talking about it because I have experienced it, and I know. I used to hold on to things way longer than God had intended, and there were times that I missed out on those opportunities. But now I'm at a place in my life that, okay, I'm not afraid to let go of the old and embrace the new. And sometimes the reason why we can't move forward is because we're afraid that, if I do this, then that does that mean that I failed in this area? Does this mean I'm a failure? And that's what Satan, that is one of his lies. That's one of his tactics. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to feel as though that, he wants you to feel as though that you are a failure. Because then what happens is that if you feel that if I give this up, that makes me a failure, you'll stay in it longer because you want to prove to yourself. Then this becomes a pride issue. So let me repeat that again. When God calls you to do something else and you stay in that and you stay exactly where you're at, out of fear of what people may think, out of fear of how that will make you look, will that make you look like a failure? Will that make you look as though that you didn't hear from God? And that's what the enemy will use. He will use that one tactic, and then after he uses that one tactic, then what he will do is that you'll sit there and you'll just meditate on it, and then before long, you know, what will happen is that pride will set in, and you will hang on to that thing longer out of fear of what other people may think. And then that's pride. And like in the Bible, there are 7 things that God hates, and the first one is pride. 6 things that he hates, I'm sorry. And the first one is pride, because God knows that when pride sets in, man will fall. That's how Lucifer fell from heaven, because he had pride. He was full of pride. He wanted to be God. He wanted to exalt himself. You know, and that is what happens to us. And pride always comes before the fall. So we have to get to a place that we say to ourselves, okay, you know what, I'm going to try this, but if this don't work, that's okay. That doesn't mean that you failed. That just means that, you know what, it can mean 2 things. Okay, you tried it, you found out, no, this is not a good fit for me. So you may have to revamp a few things. You may have to try other things. But you never know what you can do until you step out there and do it. And don't worry about what people think, because the same people that are talking about you are the same ones. Trust me, I've seen it. The people that will talk about you are the same people that sitting on the sidelines wish that they could step out of the boat but afraid to step out of the boat. Okay, so never let the naysayers, that was in my devotion this morning, never let the naysayers talk you out of what you know that God has called you to do. Because so often, trust me when I say this, so often the main people that will be running off at their mouth, whispering in your ear and talking about you behind your back are the main ones that are sitting on the sideline themselves, inside the boat, afraid to step out the boat, okay? They just upset because, you know what, you have the boldness and the confidence to step out of the boat and walk on that water. They want to walk on it. They want to step out on the boat, but they're afraid. So you never let them discourage you, because there's always going to be someone, there's always going to be a critic, there's always going to be someone that's going to say something. But you have to believe in yourself. But most importantly, you have to believe in what God has put on the inside of you, because when you get that holy confidence, nothing can break that. I know I have a holy confidence. I am whole. I am restored. God has revealed to me my purpose, what he has called me to do, okay? And I took the bull by the horns, a matter of speaking, and I went forth. And I didn't know what the heck I was doing. When God spoke to me and said, okay, do a magazine, I didn't know what I was doing in a magazine. When he said do radio, I didn't know what he was doing. When he said write a book, I didn't know how to write a book. But I stepped out there, and each step of the way I had to pray and ask God to teach me. Okay? I'm going to tell you something. I was never a big person on social media. I was never a big person with the computer and all that. God had to teach me certain components that I did not have the skills for. And then I prayed. I said, okay, God, surround me with people that does have that gift, and he has done that. So that's what you have to do. So just step out and do something. You never know how great you can become if you don't step out there and trust God that he is behind you. He is the force that is going to thrust you into your purpose. Okay? So I know who I am, and I know that I can do whatever I set my mind to do, because I have God on my side, and he's with me, and he's more than enough than any other voice out here or any other person out here that may try to tell me, no, Barbara, that you can't do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, but you have to know it. You have to believe it. You have to know who you are as a child of God, okay, because God has given you all the keys to the kingdom. It's your to grab a hold of those keys and open the door. Because if you expect God to open the doors for you, I mean, if you expect God to physically just leave his throne, come down here on earth and open a door for you, you're going to be waiting a very, very long time. Because there are things that God expects us to do ourselves, and we can do, okay? Now, God expects us to do our part, and then when we can do it, then once we've done our part, then it's up to God. So often I say to God, I'm like, God, you know what? I do what you have called me to do. And after I've done all of what I know how to do, then the rest is up to you, okay? Because so often we try to do it in our own strength, and when we try to do it in our own strength, it doesn't work for us, okay? Because you're doing it in your own strength, and you need God's strength, okay? Because only God can open up those doors, and he will open up those doors, okay? But you have to trust him. And sometimes, you know, when you start out with God, so often, you know, that God, you know, he'll open up a door. And then sometimes it may be a little slow starting off. And you may get discouraged because you're like, oh, my gosh, did I really hear from God? You know, if I heard from God, why is it taking so long? You have to trust the process. And that is the hardest part. I struggle there myself. It's the process. We feel once when God calls us, hey, everything should open up for us. Every door that we walk through should be open. But there's a process. Because while we stepped out, God still has to do a work in us. God's still molding us. He's still growing us. He's still stretching us. He's developing us. He's developing you while you're on that journey. While you stepped out, he is developing you. So you have to be open. And don't look at it as though it's a setback. Okay? It's not a setback. Even if you hit a block, even if you hit a wall, it's not a setback, okay? God is just setting you up for a strong comeback. So it's your perspective, how you see things, okay? So when you do hit that wall, it's okay. We're all going to hit a wall, okay? You may try everything in your own strength, and the door won't open. When I first started with the magazine, I wanted to get it off in November. Then I said December, and then I kept putting it off, putting off and putting off and putting it off. And it wasn't though I was putting it off, but it seemed like it just went from 1 month to the next to the next to the next. And what it was is that I had to wait until God got ready for it, okay? God will give you the vision for it, but just because he gives you the vision for it don't mean he wants you to start it that same day just because he gave you the vision for it, okay? Look, when you read in the Bible, look what God did, okay? God told David, okay, that God, okay, David had it in his heart to build a temple for the Lord. But God says, no, because you have shed a lot of blood. But what I will do, I will raise up your son Solomon, and Solomon will build a temple. Okay, and you will always have a successor on the throne. Okay, then through that lineage came Jesus Christ himself. Okay, but that was the vision that God gave to Solomon. But look how long it took for the temple to actually be built. Okay, when God gave him the vision for it, okay, and God spoke to him and told him, okay, you are the one who I have called. You're the one who I have raised up to build a temple for me. Okay, did Solomon build it that same day? No, it took time. It was a process. Okay, he had to find the engraver. He had to find the lumber. He had to find all these many people because it took many people to help build the temple. Same thing with us. So when you start out, it may not start off fast for you, but God will strategically put people in your life, and he may not reveal to you why that person is in your life at that moment. You have to trust that that person is part of the process. And it may be that that person is part of the process as God stretches you, as God molds you, as God strengthens you. You know, it may be that, okay? There are people whom God has put in my life, and I'm going to tell you something. God has not revealed to me some of them while they're in my life, okay? And then another thing, as you go forward, there are going to be people that who God may place in your life, and then you will find yourself being in a place that those people are no longer there. And if that happens, it's okay. You'll have to trust the process, okay? Because as you go to the next level, God gives you new friends. He gives you new people in your life, okay? Those people were there at the beginning, okay? But that doesn't mean that they're supposed to be there throughout your entire journey. Okay? But that's when you have to trust God, that you know what? God knows what he's doing, and he does, and that God is working behind the scenes to bring everything to pass. So there will come times that people will leave, and you'll wake up one morning and you'll be like, okay, you know what? Why are these people not here? I know I was like that way, okay? But it wasn't as though that, you know, I didn't dwell on it because I recognized, okay, God, you started me off with these people, but they wasn't part of my journey. They was there for that season. So that's what I want you to realize, that there's a season for everything, okay? And just, you know, just trust that season, okay? Just trust that season because God, he is working things out for your good at all times, okay? So just trust it. So within the next few minutes that I have on the radio this morning, as this is my last show on Thursday mornings at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I just want to include that God is in control. He has a plan for you. Walk in that purpose. Trust God. Trust the process. It is hard for you, trust me. It will be hard for you to trust the process if you don't trust God. And if you don't trust God, you're not going to trust the process. And that's just the way it is. It's not going to happen. Okay? So what I'd like for you to do today, take away this word, and I want you to go out today, and I want you to be everything that God created you to be, that he destined you to be. And if you're not sure what that purpose is, you have to seek him. And after you seek him, he may not give you an answer right away, but you have to wait patiently for that answer. He will give you that answer. And you can look at the things that you're passionate about, because God put those passions in you. And whatever you're passionate about, that's what you ought to be doing. So you need to discover your passion, okay? And that comes from being in the presence of Almighty God. So I just want to leave you with this. Tonight I will be broadcasting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time under NEOCOM Television Productions. I have a wonderful interview with a dear sister in Christ, Tonya Kane. You do not want to miss tonight's episode. She has an amazing testimony. This is a woman that has had over 88 arrests and 66 convictions. She had to overcome abuse. I don't want to spoil it for her. It's her story. But I just want to give you just a little bit of insight. You do not want to miss tonight's episode. Okay? And as usual, you can follow me every Wednesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm always posting on Facebook and Twitter. If you have a story that you want to get out, if you have a message, if it may be something that is on your heart, okay, please hit me up. Send me an email at Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, at frominsanitytosane.com. I would love to hear from you. Or visit my website at www.frominsanitytosane.com. Click on contact. Fill out a little bit of information there in the form. It'll come straight to my inbox, and I will definitely respond back to you, because there is so much inside of each and every last one of us. And I love to hear your thoughts. I love to hear what's going on in your life. I want to hear your prayers. I want to hear about your prayer requests. I want to hear about your prayer needs so that we can pray for you. The Bible says, pray for one another that ye may be healed. So that's what we need to do. We need to pray for one another, okay? So anyway, I am all out of time, but I just thank you for this last episode. But you'll be hearing other great things that is happening in my life. I'll be posting on Facebook and Twitter as well. And I'll be announcing on Wednesday and Thursday nights as well when I'm under NEOCOM Television Productions. So you'll be able to hear exactly what else that God is doing in my life. Also, you can check out my magazine. I'll be publishing my magazine in the next couple days. So definitely I'll be putting the link on Facebook, and the link will also be on my website for the magazine. So my website for the magazine is www.bewhoyouaremagazine.info. You can also click on contact, fill out some information. It will come right to my inbox. I'll be able to answer you within 24 hours. So I am all out of time right now, but I just thank you for sharing this half hour with me. God bless each and every last one of you. And I love you, but most importantly, remember that God, he loves you with an everlasting love. So that's all I have for right now. I love you, and thank you for opening up your hearts and your homes to me over this past year as we celebrate, all right? Thank you so much. I appreciate the love and the support. And I just pray God's continued blessing over your life. In Jesus' name, amen.